When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You want a good episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ? Put us on a plane, make a reservation, involve some Ubers and planes, trains. I mean, I got to say, we could probably talk for about a week about just this like 3-day trip.
People don't give a shit about that, bro. They just want to know about traders.
Welcome, you ducking dirties, to a new episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ.
Go duck yourself.
Today we're going to talk about Traitors, the reunion, the finale, our thoughts, and what's been happening on the gram, on the Twitter, the X, and a little family trip we took from my cousin's wedding, which is my fucking favorite subject of life. Mm.
Well, I'm Tommy.
And I'm MJ.
What? Speaking of which, though, if they want to come out and see us, they can. St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, Sunday.
At
between 12 and 2
p.m.
Yeah, it's not a.m.
Okay,
It's not at the baby store.
I was going to be there.
It's not a.m. at the juvenile shop. I mean, so 12 p.m. in the afternoon, come see us. Shams will be there. Darth Vader will be there. My wife will be there. We'll all be there for a good time. Toya will be there. She actually got her paws clipped.
She's got mani-pedi ready?
Yeah, she got mani-pedi ready for this. So it'll be a good time. Everybody come on out.
All right, guys. Let's see you on March 17th, St. Patty's Day, at the Juvenile Shop on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. We'll drop the address in the show notes. I'm going to invite a lot of other people. You guys, if you hear this, slide into my DMs. Let's make it happen. They are the best. When I got pregnant, Layla Garache took me there, and it was the most one-stop shop of every single thing. The softest onesies, the ones that have one zip from the top all the way to the little toesies.
They've been there 50 years, so they know what they're doing, and you're not in business.
Every stroller
long.
Brand, because you need to know what kind of a stroller to... Yeah. Buy without, you want to give them all a test run. All of the little cutie little chew toys, if you will. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Lisa, Lauren, the whole team at the Juvenile Shop, because they are seriously the place I went to get every single thing, and they had all of it. You want to see what the Nuna car seat feels like? You want to know what the Stokey stroller feels like? The Silver Cross? Like, they had everything. The pacifiers and the knowledge and just being treated nicely and being welcomed like you're, you know, it was almost like they're having their first baby with you. Emotionally, they were there.
A lot of it actually has transpired since the last time we spoke. We took our son to his first basketball game. Lakers versus Clippers. It was great. We went to on a family vacation. We went to Cabo San Lucas.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Go ahead.
It was such a funny. Okay, you guys. So about the Laker Clipper game that we went to. So you and I got mad. I bumped my arm. You know when you press the button and the trunk closes automatically?
Yeah.
Well, the trunk started closing. Shams was sitting on the ledge. You were trying to put his shoes on. And you accidentally hit the panic button. We were in a parking garage at Staples Center. You call it cryo. What do you call it now? Crypto?
Yeah, cryo.
And my arm got so banged up. I think, could I have broken it?
It's probably broken, yeah.
I think, do you want to touch it?
No, I'm okay.
I need a cast.
Yeah.
But Shams was so cute. He was like loving it.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. And then for those that don't know or don't remember, or if there are any Laker fans or Clipper fans, it was a very good game. LeBron James went off at the end. So it became a very good game at the last like minute or two. And he was captivated. He really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we went to Cabo. Cabo San Lucas. We had a good time at your cousin's wedding. It was a good time. We almost missed our flight, as per usual. I want to give a big shout out to American Airlines. If it was not for them, we would never have made that plane. And they really went above and beyond to make sure that we were able to get on that.
I love you,
buddy.
I love you. Come here.
Can you say I love you in the microphone?
I love you.
Love you.
Well, okay. So it is one of my favorite parts of the trip is that
we barely made it, and then American Airlines really had to step in and make sure they went above and beyond. I can't say it enough. I will always, wherever I'm going, I don't care if it's, you know, Mars, I'm gonna check to see if American Airlines is flying there first.
Next Mars trip?
Yeah.
Wait, did we book that yet?
No.
We're going American though for sure.
I'm checking to see if American is flying there, because wherever we go,
they got us.
I'm checking with them first, because they really went above and beyond
to
make sure.
We see each other.
They made sure we got on that flight and
say it three more times.
I will. I'll say it 50,000 more times. I'm trying to say it once without you interrupting, quite frankly, and that's what I was trying to do. And we were able to get there. Thank you again, American. I don't even remember the guy's name, but he really made sure that we got on that flight, and thank you.
I think his name was Dominic.
The donkey, jiggity jig, eon, the Italian Christmas donkey.
Okay, so the best part was getting
out of the car on the way there so we could get away from the nut that drove us, because that lady didn't shut the fuck up.
I think we back it up to the night before was the reunion. So the night before that was the basketball game. We put so much on our plate leading up to this trip. And the fact that you were like, we were both like, shit, we have those tickets. Oh, shit. We're going to go sit in the car from our side of town all the way to Crypto.
It's 2 hours. 2 hour drive there. It's craziness. Traffic's crazy. And then the worst part is once we got out, it literally took us 34 minutes to get home. So it just tells you what it should take when there's no traffic.
And then the next day was reunion?
Yeah, you had reunion.
So the crazy thing is that we had a basketball game. The next night we had to check into the hotel for the Traders reunion. That night after the Traders reunion wrapped, and we're going to talk about it, obviously. And we went to Pete's parents' house, Peter the Pilot, the Bachelor, and then came home, had some real estate business that I absolutely had to take care of before I packed you, not you, my son, me. What am I going to wear to the wedding? You and I agreed. We're like, okay, we're flying at 7:50 a.m. or 8:40 a.m. We'll leave the house at around 6:15. That would have never made it the flight if we would have left at 6:15. It's an international flight. We completely forgot that we're flying international. How do you like them apples, Tommy?
We were applesauced because we were not going to make the fucking flight unless they helped us out. So we made the flight.
So we get in the car and the woman is taking us to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning. There was no traffic on the road. And
it was raining, but she was kooky, that broad.
She was driving 45 miles an hour on the freeway on an open road with not a car on the road.
Yeah. No, she definitely didn't have any pep in her step. That's for sure.
But she was telling a long story.
No, it wasn't. It was just a bunch of jibber jabber. It was there was no cohesion to the story. Anything that came up, she would, like, Shams was like, yo, lady, shut the fuck up.
Shams was?
Yeah, man. He just had enough. We all did. She was just talking a lot. And we got...
But we didn't rush her. We were clueless. Like,
no.
We didn't
No, I
even
thought we
tell
had plenty
her.
Of time. I really did. I thought we had plenty of time. So it was nobody's fault. We had to check a bag. I had to check a bag, which kind of halted things up a little bit.
So we get to the airport. We get to the front counter. We get to the kiosk first. And the guy at the kiosk to give us our printer boarding passes is like, sorry, the system won't allow it. Go to the counter. Go to the counter. I mean, let's be real. I poured myself a tall glass of Sauvignon Blanc right before we ran onto the car. So I feel like maybe it made me relatively mellow, because when she told us at the counter, I can't check you in because it's an international flight and you guys are less than 60 minutes, and we had plenty of time to board theoretically, but the cutoff time, the system wouldn't allow her to print us boarding passes. And she's like, why didn't you guys even check in? You guys didn't even check in. Could have done that 24 hours ago. Shout out to cousin Ziba, who is usually the one in my life that says
shit like that. Yeah, no, it's definitely her fault. Definitely
over my head.
Good job, Ziba.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, fuck nothing. Yeah, no, listen, without beating a dead horse to death, which I think we've been doing, we got on the plane. We made it.
Well, they said no, and so I just drop my head down, and I pull up the Expedia app, and I'm like, all right, I guess we'll just take, like, any airline and their next flight. We'll just figure it out. And the guy behind the counter heard me say, like, are you guys sure it's my cousin's wedding? Like, is there any way?
Yeah, I really think that they thought that she was in the wedding.
I was.
Yeah, no, it's whatever, man. Whatever gave them the impetus to it, whatever lit the fire.
They walked us all the way through security without us even asking.
Yeah.
They walked us all the way to the front of the... It was
no,
like,
they did. And they didn't know who she was because I really kind of inferred. I thought that's why he was going, doing what he was doing.
No.
Nobody and he didn't know who the fuck she was. So, like, they just, like I said, man, thank you again.
They were just being dope people.
Thank you again, American Airlines. You got us to the chapel on time. And well, actually, you didn't. You got us to Mexico with plenty of time to kill, but then we didn't make the ceremony. We didn't make the ceremony on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we definitely built core memories. We definitely, the cousins, bonded, family time, even flying home. We flew home with my dad's brother and my auntie. We had the best time of our lives. Came back home, which I think...
best time of our lives. I don't know.
Now you're getting a little family.
Now you're getting a little crazy.
Not you and me. You and me had a terrible trip.
It was the best time of our lives.
But
like you, it wasn't, they, you know...
We've never traveled with family members ever.
Okay.
Name one time that we've gone anywhere with family.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it wasn't the best time of our lives.
And therefore, it was important and significant for the reason that... we don't go on airplanes with our family.
Okay.
And furthermore.
Then Darth Vader was here. She was here the whole time.
She was.
She was here all the time watching Toya.
She almost killed the fish.
Watching movies. You almost killed your fish. You almost killed each other when we got home.
When I came home.
They instantly went at it. It was two cats. They instantly went at it. The fuck happened there, dude? Walked in the door. Whoa.
Yeah, it was so awful.
Yeah, man.
What happened was I walk in the door and I let out a big sigh because I accidentally spilled a giant goldfish bag, you know, the food from the airplane. I had it in my purse and the whole thing fell out.
Yes, right, literally right in front of the front door.
And so I went, and then my mom goes, oh, you are always tired when it comes to me. You have your energy. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, step outside, lady.
So long story short, gorgeous wedding. Love is beautiful. Like seeing my cousin in love in their for sure honeymoon stage. They're not even in their honeymoon stage yet. You know, they're in the they like each other. They, you know, everything. Like they're just, that's the time to be... you know, like alive, time to be alive. What a time to, you know, it's a window. You know, there's some people that know how to keep that window open, you know, that marriage magic. Mm-hmm. It's usually before you get married, in my opinion. Mm. Oh, by the way, you guys, we get off the plane. There's no prepaid round trip private car to the resort property,
big
what
scam.
We were saying.
Big scam.
Everyone and their mother is telling you to go home with them.
Yeah.
You're overwhelmed with people trying to take you home.
Not just that. She got all her jewelry on.
You need a ride.
Nice,
you need a ride.
On. Everybody looks like they're up to something. You know, and it's not just Mexico, apparently, either. When we got back to the U.S., you get the same thing. People trying to fucking give you rides. And, like, it's, you know, that part of it was... we were stranded at the airport for 2 hours.
I will just say this. If it wasn't for a destination wedding where we were going to go and spend time with friends and family, I would easily say that we could go to any resort without flying out of LA. We could drive to beautiful areas in Del Mar, San Diego, Santa Barbara. We could go somewhere to Arizona. All this, so many gorgeous places. As long as you're out of your house and in a nice hotel, our hotel was gorgeous. The room was a full-on suite, kitchen, one bedroom, two full bath, living room,
all
two TVs, massive deck,
everything you could eat,
beautiful sunset views. It wasn't ocean view. It didn't have to be. We saw ocean, but it was from our room. And that could literally be anywhere. So I didn't need to fly out of the country. I didn't need to fly anywhere.
No, I'm not a big fan of leaving the country, as we've discussed on this pod. I mean, listen, you know, long story short, we made it. We got to hang out with their fam bam, so it was a good time.
Ooh, you're using fam bam. Good for you.
We had a good time. We made it back. Everybody made it back in one piece.
I didn't wear, me and Shams didn't wear any of the clothes we packed. I packed 2 pairs of jeans. I packed a dress. We basically just wore our bathing suits and a pair of joggers and, you know, short set the entire time, except for the wedding. We were there from Saturday till Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And we didn't wear anything. I didn't think I wore my heels except for at the wedding.
Oh, man. Your poor feet.
Whether or not I take a shower, I swear it doesn't make a difference. And that sounds crazy, but because of Lumi, I can use these, not just deodorant under our arms, but if I told you how good it feels to have these Lumi wipes in my car, in my bathroom, next to my guest bathroom, on my nightstand, there's a product. It's the whole body deodorant. It smells divine. It has a little light coconut scent to it, which takes me away instantly to a vacation. And it's for pits, privates, and beyond. You get it? What I love about Lumi is that it's seriously safe to use anywhere on my body, under boob, thigh folds, belly button, booty crack, feet, anywhere that you want to smell great all the time. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's not that I don't like to take a shower. I love a shower like nobody else. But I'm not in the shower all day long. But with Lumi, I feel like I am. This stuff blocks odor for up to 72 hours. Now, have you ever had those days where you don't take a shower and then you're like, oh my God, I go to the gym and then I race to drop off and then I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even take a shower after the gym. But it doesn't, like, I'll go and I'll sniff my pits and, like, whenever I go to the bathroom, like, obviously I can smell if I wasn't 100% fresh. And that's why I love Lumi. And the product line that they have it's called Invisible Cream. It's another whole body deodorant, comes in a tube. I mean, then there's the regular deodorant stick, that style. They're all different. So you really get to find out what you like. So the starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice, like the mini body wash, the deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And we created a special offer for our dirties. So all new customers get $5 off the Lumi starter pack, which is truly the way to go. Use the code THEDIRT at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code THEDIRT. Traders.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Sure.
This is a rogue thought, but I am watching Vanderpump Rules and Summer House, and you bet your ass I will be commenting about those two shows when Jersey comes out. Same thing. The rogue comment is, it's so funny to me that these people, me being one of them, I used to have to do, when the producers have you go into a tiny little boutique and have these like deep, long conversations while you're like swiftling through the racks. Like, and then the lady that works there is always alone and she's just standing there and it's so awkward because no one else is there because they close the store for you and they expect you to have these conversations like that are way too deep. Like no one ever has deep conversations when they're shopping in a boutique. Never. You don't even talk to each other.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? What's the fuck? Does that have to do with traders? How many times do you think people are in a boutique that they close it down for them to shop?
We'll just talk about it another time.
No, I think you should leave that in there because what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I just said I will be talking about Vanderpump, Summer House, and these shows.
Okay.
And by the way, when the producers book a scene where you go shopping in a tiny little boutique, it's super random. I don't need to repeat it.
Okay.
All right. So, traders, what do you want to say?
Well, what do you want to say?
I want to say that I have no regrets about how the game ended. At the very end, if we're going to say shoulda, coulda, woulda, I would have been like, yeah, I wish Kate would have done this. I wish Phaedra would have murdered, you know, this person instead of that. Like, if she didn't keep Trishel and CT till the end, she could have broken them up, and then it would have been Sheree, and then it would, you know, Sandra. I mean, by the time that I was at the end of the game, I got rid of all the traitors, and it was Faithfuls left. So by the time I got to the...
You didn't get rid of all the traitors. You just said, I got rid of all the traitors.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I didn't alone do it, but I did it. There were no traitors left.
Yeah, no shit. That's the whole, I'm saying that's the whole point.
The last season, the traitor won.
Okay.
Ceree won. Mm. Mm. Don't you remember?
I don't. But I will say this, and I love you, and I hope this doesn't affect us at all.
Please then don't say it.
You deserve to lose.
Okay, well, that's really, really, like, the wounds are fresh.
Mm. Okay.
So I don't know why you would... kick me when...
I didn't mean to kick you when
you It just literally came out last night.
I'm just... It's fresh in my mind. I just saw it.
Okay, let me tell you something right now. Mm. I chose not to betray two Faithfuls
money. That has nothing to do with why I think that you deserve to lose. The way you played the game was not good.
Okay.
You saw the world through Bravo-colored lenses. You're way too supportive of your Bravo cohorts, and it ruined your game because you got lumped into that pile. And your instincts, your natural instinct for Dan should have got rid of Dan. You had a natural instinct that something was wrong with Kate when she showed up. You should have followed through on that. No, you didn't. Not till she already murdered someone else. Not you didn't pick that the Peter. The cliffhanger, when it was, who's she going to write? I knew it was going to be Peter because you would never go against Phaedra. Yeah.
Can I respond to that?
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, God. I'm really frustrated right now. I don't care.
I'm not talking about what really went down or what really happened or what they didn't show. I'm talking about just what was shown to us as a viewer. I have to say, CT definitely deserved to win. He definitely deserved the piece
now
of the money.
Now you're just doubling down.
No, because
I allowed him to win.
He did all the physical shit. Half the reason that the money that was in the bank was in the bank was because of the shit that CT did. So he deserved a piece of whatever money was left.
Okay, let me tell you something right now. I agree with the last bit about you saying that CT deserved to win because that is why I didn't vote him out. That is why I didn't turn my back on him or even Trishel, who I didn't personally like.
Yeah, no.
Hold on. When you say he got the pot, do you think that if it was a cast of impossible tasks, that they wouldn't have made the tasks easier? If the challenges were for the strength and ability of, let's just say hypothetically, a group of just women, okay, and a majority
that's
of the
all
women,
that was left.
There was only women in aging in range from 40 to 50, by the way.
I understand, and but that was all that's left. He had to carry that weight. He had to carry that. No matter you slice it, he had to carry the weight. He deserved the piece. I'm just not surprised that they fucked you at the end. I'm not surprised. And
well,
I don't care.
Get it all out.
I don't care what the vote was. They definitely had something worked out already that they were going to, that no matter what at the end, they were going to have each other and they were going to support each other's back.
Okay, well, I thought you said I played a bad game because I had my Bravo goggles on. I do think you played a bad game. Okay.
I think that
I hope you get dragged. And for saying this, your armchair quarterbackness is living its best life in this moment.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. I am so glad I don't give a shit what anybody else thinks.
Okay.
Especially right now in this moment.
Okay.
When my own husband isn't even one iota.
Okay.
Like, let me just work on my delivery when the wound is... And number two, I played a great game because I went all the way to the end.
Yeah, listen.
So number two.
I'm not disrespecting
I don't need you to talk now.
Okay.
And number two, one very clear thing about Peter versus Phaedra. I've said this before and I'll say this again. Peter divided the house and I was not included in the new people. He had a stronger alliance with Bergie and Trishel and John and Kevin. I was not in his crew. He was telling me to leave. When you're telling me to give you privacy, why should I keep you? So that's the Peter thing.
Okay, I'm playing devil's advocate here because you have one way to see that. The other way to see that is you kept linking up with Bravo people. So you had your own alliance. So they're looking at it as, I don't trust them, especially if they think that there's traitors amongst. And you, no matter what, you're going to support them. If I were you, I would have done my best to integrate into them and make it be known that the Bravo people really, whatever. I don't give a shit. But you didn't do that.
We did do that.
No, you didn't. Again, that's not what's shown. I promise that people watching the show or Dirty's listening that watch the show are going to agree with me. They're not going to think that, oh, no, you did do that.
I don't care what this is not about. No, this is not. I promise you that the Dirties listening are going to think, are going to agree with me. This is not what this is. First and foremost, when we met everybody, you bond with people. I had a great bond with Sandra.
That you try to murder. You try to murder her before Kate.
You're talking about Banish. Not
Banish, whatever, Banish.
And number two, you made a point against your own point, which says that the people who kept CT and Trishelle to the end were the ones that made a mistake.
No, I don't think so. CT, once they kept getting rid of guys, they forced their weight that he had to be left because the task that you guys had to do, you never know what they were going to be. They could be
How do you know the producer wouldn't just put our... make the tasks possible for us to...
Who knows? But who knows if that's what's going to happen? I'm talking about in the moment and people
the
voting.
Bird challenge.
They set it on there that we need to keep a guy. We need someone that could do the physical stuff. We have to have someone. So when you kept eliminating people, he was like naturally the one that was going to be able to stay till the end because all the other guys they got rid of.
Okay. Let me help you with one thing. I sussed out Dan. I sussed out Kate. If I was going to be all about my Bravo people, then why did I come to breakfast and call out Kate? And then
you didn't do anything to follow up. Like, I could not imagine someone looking more guilty than Kate when you caught her out. When you said something about her being wacky and acting weird and looking weird, she literally almost came apart at the seams. Instead of continuing to press down that road, you backed off.
You don't have a banishment until that night.
Whatever. You could have lit the fire on her all day and said, listen, that bitch was acting crazy at breakfast. But you didn't. She was your friend, so you accepted what she said and you moved on with it.
Why did I banish her then?
That was two banishments later, and
after again, we got Phaedra out. And
yeah,
then
Phaedra
Kate.
Again. Phaedra, there was no other option left when you got rid of Phaedra. You should have been on Phaedra before that. Like I said, I just
want to tell you, if there's one thing that you have to understand, if you think of this game one step ahead, you're gonna die. You have to think.
No, I totally disagree. I think you have to be thinking four or five steps ahead.
This is why you're a Monday morning quarterback.
Okay.
And
maybe
football is played on a Sunday.
Maybe.
And a Monday morning quarterback loves to bark and say
maybe.
What you should have done
maybe.
Instead of saying,
maybe.
Wow, wife, I'm proud of you.
I've already said ad nauseam how proud I am of you and how far you made it.
Then you now are deciding to go in a different direction.
Not at all. I saw how
Why don't you send CT and Trishelle flowers?
I will. I'll be happy to. Where can I send them?
I don't know. Why don't you charge it to their credit card? They're the ones that got a fucking $104,000 each.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
The difference that you should point out about the Bravo goggles are we are people of integrity. We care more. Yeah. Yeah, because we're not... Gamers live in a vacuum. CT is like a prize fighter who gets taken out of a cage to go do something. And then after he's done, he goes back into a little cage and he stays until the next fight.
And what are you guys, locked in a bar?
That is funny. That is funny. Yeah. I would laugh if it was funny. But all I thought about while I was in that final thing was what is the right thing to do? And the right thing to do is not to fuck over CT or Trishelle.
Yeah, well, I listen.
That was my choice.
But I think that...
And I'm happy about that choice.
But I think that that's also... you know, that goes on to the producers and to the people that they set up the show, because the gamers are going to game, and what they're trying to do is win the money. They're trying to win at the end. That's any of these shows that they've been on, Survivor, Big Brother, you know, The Challenge. They're all trying to win. Where Bravo, they're trying to read people the best.
Make good TV.
Yeah, they're trying to be entertainment. They're trying to read. They're trying to look the best. And who gave the best?
Don't say it like it's a bad thing.
I am.
We are funny.
I am. No, I am. Because in that setting, that's not what the show was.
Wait a minute. A game. The Traitors, the game, is an entertaining game.
I understand. But it was still a game. Where you guys, and I respect the hell out of you, and I do agree that the other ones, not Kate and not Phaedra, because they were trying to be the last traitor, and they win everything, but...
Kate wasn't.
Who's the other one? Sheree, you know, Larsa, whatever. They were there to make good TV. I think that they would have been happy splitting the pot. They would have been happy. Like, if you guys were left, they would have been happy splitting the pot and been okay with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And wow, this was fun. Let's get... The gamers were trying to win. The gamers were trying to all win. They were trying to be the last person standing. And they had that thought process.
That's right.
And
because they're cut from a different cloth. And that is...
It's also the same reason.
It's not about winning, Tommy, everybody.
I understand.
That's why...
For me, it would have been. For me, it would have been about winning. That's great. The reason I'm here.
Great. Good for you. I will put your name in the casting pool.
Go ahead, throw it in there, bro.
I'm sure it would. I'm sure
throw it in there.
I'm sure you'll do very well.
Throw it in there.
I would love to see.
I'll be murdered
how you
first. I'd be murdered first because they know that I could win. They'd be like, "Oh, this motherfucker's gonna win. Murder his ass. Get him out of here quick."
So you want to follow Reza and Bananas?
I don't want to follow anyone. I'm just letting you know that I would win.
Okay.
I definitely would win. I definitely wouldn't have that problem where it's, oh, look at
well, the only way
there's Schwartz and there's fucking Tommy. You know, oh, there's fucking Joe Gorgia. Oh, all right, cool. I'm gonna go be friends with them, and I would murder them first. You guys get murdered first. But
let me tell you something.
It is the reason why the reunion sucked, because Bravo people. Like, you were the best part of the reunion because you're the only one that was given some sass. Everything else, it looked like a Kumbaya commercial. Like, that's the gamers, like, it looked like a real reunion. Like, I haven't seen you. Oh, great. Happy to see you. But for Bravo people, they're used to reunions being, let's spice this bitch up. Let's have some sass.
Damn right.
And Phaedra and you were the only people on there that, like, were trying to, because otherwise, who gives a shit? We're fucking going to sit there for an hour and listen to the questions. It wasn't very captivating, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
But that showed the difference. Like I said, the gamers knew how to game, but the reunion was a microcosm of what the Bravo people know how to do, which is to serve and give good TV. You know, the people are all going to remember the Phaedra remarks through the course of the season, not necessarily the challenges and the things like that that had to be done in order to win and put people in position. You know what I mean? She's going to be the things that people remember. That's why they're going to have the Bravo people forever, because they know how to serve good TV.
If this was just a cast of athletic challenge people, it would have stayed in that obscure hole that is not the number one streaming unscripted show of all time. And I think that rather than seeing it as a negative, I invite you to see it as my choice.
No, I don't.
I would have never wanted to come home splitting the pot with Trishel and pushing CT out, or pushing Trishel, who I didn't care for personally, but I didn't want to get it over.
That's the game, man.
That was my choice. Because every single time that somebody says the game is to get rid of all of the traitors, and I did get rid of all of the traitors, whether I did it alone or with my three people that we were last left, that is what it was. And the vast majority of people are saying a little bit of what you're saying and what I'm saying, but I have a choice.
Yeah, you absolutely.
I have a choice.
Listen, you're the one that
has
to be able to
sleep
at night. That's what I mean. It's not.
I slept great last night.
That's all that matters. I could have my own viewpoint. You could have your own viewpoint.
Yeah.
But you walked in the shoes.
I don't think you need to be like, oh, I don't think you're going to like this. Hopefully you'll like be okay.
I didn't think you were going to like it. What do you mean? It's like, I can't talk to you? I can't be honest?
No, I think it was last night.
Okay.
And I think it's a little harsh to say you played a bad game. You had your Bravo goggles on. I think it's, you know.
And that wasn't last night. This happened months ago. The reunion was aired last night. You've already been through all this. You know, this has all happened to you for a long time ago. I'm just telling you, and I've been saying it. I've been watching it as I've been watching the show, and I haven't really said anything because I knew how it ended, right? But I didn't know how it ended. And now I know how it ended, it's like, I get it. I'm not shocked that the two, like, you knew, did you know you were dead once Kate died? Did you know right then? Like, I knew, like you're done. You knew you were done and you didn't even know it. You know what I mean? And because you could see how innocent you were. You really thought, all right, there's three faithfuls here. This is great. Meanwhile, these two are like, this bitch don't even know she's dead.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Don't you recall that we had to vote?
Yes. Yes.
So I wasn't dead if she voted for CT.
That's the whole point. Yeah, that was good. That's TV, dude. That's TV.
No.
That's TV. She knew you were. She was good, that you were going to vote for her. She knew you were never going to vote for CT.
That's not true.
100. Okay. We all have opinions,
we'll
right?
We'll get Trishelle on the podcast.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
She thinks she's going to admit to that? Because if she admits to that, she looks like that it was a setup from jump. They're never going to say that it was a setup.
What are you talking about? She's said it plenty of times. All right, what else do you want to talk about? I'm good. What else do you want to talk about?
That's it.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, man, I want to give a big shout-out to Lisa Foster. She put this thing together where I was able to do a Zoom with a classroom. And I got to answer questions about my book. They all read the book. They loved the book. They got a copy of the book. It was just, it really made me feel good, man. It was awesome to see kids enjoying the book. I had Shams on the Zoom, so the kids got to meet Shams. It was definitely something I won't forget. So thank you, Lisa. As per usual, you are awesome and one of the queen of the dirties.
I love you, Lisa. And it was really amazing to overhear you from the other room, because I was home that morning and you were on that Zoom with that classroom and the kids were like, yeah, I have a question, when they're in like the chipmunk voice. Like, how come your son wouldn't hug you? It was so cute.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was a good time.
I wonder if I have any shout outs. I definitely want to shout out Darian Marie and Brandon Liberati. Mm. They made me look and feel beautiful.
You look great. You did. You look great on the reunion. So they did a good job.
Yeah, I tricked them all.
Yeah.
And the after party, we all headed to Pete the Pilot's parents' house in Westlake.
Tried saying that real fast.
Yep. And what's hilarious is I knew that it's an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
Nobody else knew.
But it's also 5 minutes from your house.
And they're taking an Uber from the depths of downtown to the depths of the valley beyond.
Yeah.
To basically out of LA County.
It's a different county, yeah.
Westlake is Ventura. It's like you might as well be in Santa Barbara.
Absolutely.
But nobody knew. Everybody got in an Uber. I was like,
Oh, sounds great.
To be able to do that party, knowing that I still have to come home, do some offer stuff and pack. And oh my God, that was wild. But now I know my body is
a wonderland,
capable of a lot. Mm. What's next for us?
Well, you did that episode with the plastic surgeon. The other half of that episode is actually going to come out next week.
Okay, part two.
Yeah, we wanted to get to the traitor shit. We didn't want to leave people in the lurch with that.
I did a really long Traders recap on Patreon. Thank God I don't do Patreon with you, because I got to say what I wanted to say.
Good.
And without getting dragged by my own husband.
Hey, listen, man, I'm honest. I'm an honest guy.
Good for you. And you know what? I said it on the Patreon. Let's come with some specific questions. And you know what? At the reunion, Larsa and I both said it. Bravo people, we're proud of how we operate.
Where?
We're proud that we're there for a TV show. That's why Bananas getting murdered and Marcus Jordan and the people like Peppermint, like they were all good TV.
But it's not TV, dude. It's a game. It's a
That's
game.
That's on television.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand, but it's anyway, a game.
I did a Patreon talking about my experience. And if you have any specific questions, we'll get down and dirty. Send them to the Patreon DM. Send them to the Till the Dirt. Send them to us, whatever. We love you guys, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. We're so happy you're coming on this journey with us. It would mean so much to us if you would rate our show, give us 5 stars, leave a nice comment, and subscribe so you can stay up to date with all our new episodes. If you go to our website, tillthedirtpodcast.com, you can sign up for our mailing list and also be sure to check out our merch. Follow us on all platforms at Till the Dirt Podcast and on YouTube at Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. See you next week, Dirties.